Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It's 2 p.m., Friday, April 11, 2025. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Doug Bridges from the Juneau LIA, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Myers, Senator Tobin, Senator Stevens, my Vice Chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. The first and only item on our agenda today is Senate Bill 9, Surrender of Infants Safety Device, sponsored by Senator Myers. This is the second hearing of the Senate of the bill of Senate Bill 9 in the Senate Judiciary Committee. We have Bobby Nave, Administration Operations Manager, Division of Healthcare Services, online and available for questions. Before we go to amendments, and I know we have three amendments before us, but I'm going to give Senator Myers a chance to speak about some of the work he's done on this piece of legislation and potential amendments, and then ask him if he'd like to offer any of the amendments. Senator Myers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, I, as you mentioned, I did submit three amendments to your office. The first two of them I'm not going to offer at this time. The issues that they're trying to address, I believe we still need to address them, but we're working on different ways of doing that. So the first one, we were just trying to remove the word abandonment from the what would have been on the proposed sign to go on the boxes. And the concern there, it's not so much a legal issue or anything like that. It's, you know, legally abandonment is the correct word in this case, but it's such an emotionally charged issue, an emotionally charged word. People are already in crisis if they're going to one of these boxes. We didn't want to add to that. We didn't want somebody who had, you know, summoned up the courage to go use one of these devices to see that word and have it be one more hit on the psyche, so to speak, and be dissuaded. And then 3 months later, we find the child dead, or we find somebody having suffering from a drug overdose or something like this. I know there's been some consternation about that, I wasn't going to offer that one at the moment. We're looking at different ways to word that. The other one that I had talked to committee members about, and there was consternation about, was removing some of the sections of a section of the bill on page four, that had to do with kind of a safety inspection of the devices. It said they had to be approved by the department. The concern there really was fiscal note. The Department of Family got back to us and said that they are going to – this isn't something that they normally do. They would require a fiscal note to hire somebody to do these inspections. I'm concerned about that for two reasons. One, because, of course, we're in all a very tight fiscal situation right now, and I don't want to add to it. Two, because, you know, I anticipate that even if we do get this legislation passed into law, that it's going to be a relatively few numbers. It's just going to be a handful around the state at most. As of right now, we've got interest in Fairbanks and in Anchorage, but I anticipate probably one device per, most likely one device per community there, and maybe we get a couple of others around the state. You know, maybe one in Juneau, maybe one in the Mat-Su. Just given the population basis, but I don't. It seems somewhat wasteful to me to hire a full-time year-round employee to inspect 4, 5, 6 of these things. But I know that there has been some consternation from a few members of the committee about still wanting to make sure that these devices are safe, and we're still investigating that. We're talking to the Department of Family, talking to the Department of Health to find the appropriate regulatory authority here without adding to the fiscal the fiscal issues in the state. I'm not going to offer those two. I may bring back the topics at a later date, but I'm going to leave the amendments to the side. The one amendment I am going to offer is going to be amendment ends in G.3. for now. So if you don't mind, Mr. Chair, I will offer amendment or I will move amendment G.3.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion. Senator Myers, tell us about amendment number three.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So amendment number three deletes original language in the bill in loading the locations you could potentially put one of these infant safety devices. It deletes the language that says, or other facility designated by the commissioner as an appropriate location for an infant safety device under regulations adopted by the commissioner. The this was largely a fiscal note consideration. The department, when it says department, it means Department of Family in this case. This is not the type of thing that they do. So they were concerned that it was going to, again, require a person to not only write up the regulations, but to go through and inspect facilities, things like that. And so they didn't have a problem with the other things that we explicitly named, but they didn't want the discretion left up to them, because then that means that they're going to have to hire somebody to exercise that discretion, in effect. So by removing this language, effectively what we're leaving is medical facilities and emergency services facilities. So police stations, trooper posts, fire departments, hospitals, emergency rooms, freestanding birth clinics. Let's see, we had tribal health organizations. Let me find it again here. Or office of a private physician or a rural health clinic. So all of these facilities are inspected on a regular basis by somebody. In case of the medical offices, it's the Department of Health. The rest of them have an inspection of some kind, either from the municipality or from the Department of Public Safety. So that's what we were going to leave it at.
Any questions for Senator Myers with respect to amendment number three? Senator Stevens.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I appreciate your efforts on this. We always, I mean, whenever a child has been abandoned, it's always been in the fire department, and that's knowledgeable, and people know that that's where you take the child. I'm a little concerned, tribal health organization. We have in Kodiak, a Kodiak Area Native Association. They're only open like 8 to 5. So if someone were to drop a child off, they could be there for some long time. Would it make sense just to make it the fire department? Because that's what everyone thinks of when you talk about abandoned children.
So Senator Stevens, so what we are looking at here, we're trying to balance out a couple of things. One is we were trying to provide a number of different options here, recognizing that, not every community may have something available. If we narrow the list down too far, we may end up starting to exclude certain communities. We didn't want to make that happen. At the same time, we're not mandating the devices, and so if the owner of a facility doesn't believe that they are a appropriate place for one, then they're free to refuse installation. The other piece is going back to Section 4 and the things that we're requiring in the devices. It's going to call 911 as soon as you open it. It's going to have 24/7 video surveillance. So even if there isn't somebody necessarily in the building at that moment, there's going to be a rapid response of some kind there. So, we're still working with the Department of Health a little bit, and we may adjust this list a little bit later as we're trying to find that appropriate regulatory authority for the devices themselves. But that's where we're at right now. We're trying to trying to walk that tightrope, not trying to be too restrictive that we start excluding places, but also trying to not be so inclusive as to make it burdensome trying to ensure their safety.
Thank you for clarifying that, and I agree. I mean, a tribal health organization that was only open at certain hours may choose not to be. Okay. Thank you.
And just for informational purposes, we have no plans to move the legislation today to the extent.
No, but it's good to know.
Yeah. Senator Tobin.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And so I want to ask a question because, and I am reading this, and so I might be misinterpreting the regulations adopted by the commissioner. And in my estimation, I was considering, well, this would also offer the opportunity for the commissioner to consider inspection protocols or ensuring facilities have the right implements, that they do not have any additional components that might contribute or impede breathing or some of those other dynamics. And they also might be able to adopt in regulation a decommissioning if a facility shifts from being fully staffed for a period of time, or if there's additional stipulations of where the box may need to be moved, that the commission would be able to help provide that kind of guardrails and framework to move the device to a new location of some sorts. And maybe that's just me reading too much under the regulations adopted by the commissioner piece, but could you speak a little bit about where does some of that oversight lie?
Thank you, Senator Chauvin. So in the discussions that we've had in the last week or so here between Department of Family, Department of Health, and a couple other places, we're finding an interesting dynamic at play between inspection of facilities, which Department of Health does a lot of, for example, and inspection of the devices themselves. And so we're trying to look at that, and we're realizing, okay, it's really the devices themselves that we're primarily concerned about here. And so that's why we're leaving that section in on page four, starting on line four for now, so that it would be there's still some regulatory authority there. We may, as we're talking to different departments, we may change which department that regulatory authority may be. And so I believe that hopefully can address your concerns there, that we're still going to have some oversight. It's just a question of exactly who the most appropriate department is. So if that helps.
Senator Tobin.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And that does help, again, as I'm reading the language on page four, line four, it says approved by the department, which doesn't seem to me to be constant monitoring or upkeeping. As we know, anything has a lifespan. My roof of my house is a 50-year lifespan. And at a period of time, it becomes no longer safe to have that particular roof. It no longer protects me and my family from the elements. And so I guess when I was looking at the idea of having a regulatory process that would provide those stipulations that are silent in this legislation, and so maybe I'm just missing it or we can talk offline, but that's my concern is by taking away regulatory authority, we're taking away the ability for someone to say, you need to have it inspected every 3 months. You need to make sure that there's no extra blankets or there's no, as we've heard from some other testimony that people have put animals in these boxes and have done other some dynamics of where there might be some contamination or some other components, and this will give us the ability to have more oversight to ensure the infant safety and health.
Senator Chauvin, so the way that the current language is set up there on page two that we're addressing directly with the amendment, I'm not sure that it helps by itself with your concerns, because effectively we're saying, all right, here's a list of where you can put one, and by regulation you can expand that list, but that doesn't necessarily affect those others. So again, there's a difference there that we're trying, there's a tension there that we're trying to address with the difference between the place it's located and the device itself. And what I'm hearing from you is primarily having to do with the device itself. And so that, that's why we're leaving the stuff there on page four. Periodic inspections, I can understand the need for that. Again, we're trying to look for that appropriate regulatory authority. We were looking at the manufacturers of these devices. I believe I mentioned earlier, last hearing, I'm aware of three manufacturers in the United States. One of the manufacturers explicitly states they come out and inspect their boxes once a year. Already, anyway, we haven't found. We've had a harder time finding information on the other two manufacturers, but I do understand the need for and the interest in periodic inspection from a regulatory authority. You know, we hope that the facilities in question, you know, would be going in and checking on these things every now and then. If it's the fire department or if it's the at, you know, at the emergency room at the hospital, you know, just as much as they're inspecting the rest of their equipment in their facilities. So again, that, you know, and part of the reason I've asked that the chair to hold the bill over is we're still looking for that appropriate regulatory authority. So we're still attempting to address that. But I don't think that, I think that the concerns that you're raising are ones that aren't necessarily addressed with the specific amendment here.
Any other questions for Senator Myers? With that, I'm going to remove my objection to amendment number three. Are there any further objections to amendment number three? Hearing and seeing none, amendment number three is adopted. And with that, we have no other amendments, so we're going to set this bill aside for further review. And we're going to adjourn for the day. Our next meeting will be on Monday, April 14 at 1:30 p.m. We'll be having a second hearing for Senate Bill 17, Counterfeit, Crime Counterfeit, and Non-Functioning Airbags, sponsored by my office. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time is now 2:16 p.m.